Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, we are joined by Tom Hall from Hall & Capitis, a very distinguished law firm on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
We wanted to talk to you since we're in this political season. We've come across several stories where employers have made decisions about which political parties' gear you could wear at work, a hat, a T-shirt. And Kevin, you had the story about and it goes both ways.
Yeah. One boss allowed the Make America Great Again hat to be back in office, but forbade the Biden T-shirt out in the front of the office. So, you know, maybe you could wear a MAGA hat because it doesn't say Trump's name on it, but you can't wear a Biden shirt because it says Biden's name. And then somebody was fired for wearing a Make America Great Again hat. So what can, in the state of Pennsylvania, what can employers, you know, demand, and what would be allowed in office space?
Well, many people think that the First Amendment gives them the right to free speech anywhere they are, including the workplace. But really what the First Amendment does is it lists what the government can and can't do. So if you were a state or a federal employee, you're absolutely protected in making political speech at work. You could wear whatever you wanted without, and the employer couldn't prohibit it. So if you're the dog catcher and you have a different political party than the mayor, and the mayor decides to fire you for that reason, that would be illegal because there is state action there. But when you're talking about private employers, private employers aren't subject to the First Amendment. Basically, a private employer can let an employee go at will. So for a good reason, a bad reason, or no reason at all. So as long as the employer is uniformly enforcing the rules as to everybody, there wouldn't be any problem with that.
And that would be, that's a really important distinction. But you bring up a good point. At what level are you required to wear certain things or not allowed to wear other things, even if it's not political, like making other statements? Like we heard about a poll worker who wouldn't allow someone in that had a Black Lives Matter T-shirt on.
Well, in general, an employer can terminate an employee for good reason, bad reason, no reason. There are basically three exceptions to that. One is contractual, which isn't what you're asking me about. The other is public policy. And there is a case in Pennsylvania having to do with an employer forcing his employees to participate in the political process for a party that he was supporting. That was found to be against public policy, and the person who was fired for not participating that way was able to get his back pay, and he was able to get his job back. The third, which you're asking me about, there are federal laws that protect Title VII, protects people from discrimination due to their race, their religious identity, and those sorts of things. So it would be possible for Black Lives Matter for that to be actionable, for the employer to get in trouble for prohibiting that sort of that's wearing those sorts of clothing and things like that. However, an employer is allowed to institute a dress code, and as long as it is uniformly applied, that wouldn't be a problem.
Okay, so an employer can say, hey, no, I don't want any political gear on any employees when they come in or out of the building. We just leave it in the car. But if the boss has a bumper sticker for candidate A on the car and you're in a contract negotiation period for, say, the end of the year, and maybe you and the boss have had a few discussions about things and you're not sure how your contract negotiation is going to go, you're not going to want to wear a hat or a shirt for candidate B into the office, correct?
I think it's always good policy to try and get along when you can. I mean, as far as I'm not sure what you mean when you say contract negotiations. The NLRB, the Labor Relations Act, does allow employees to promote unions on the job site as long as they're not doing so in a way that interferes with their job. So if I want to hand out union pamphlets in the break room, that's probably okay. If I want to hand out union pamphlets in the parking lot, that's okay. If I want to wear a Union Now button on the job, that's okay, as long as it isn't a danger to myself or other people. I mean, the rules at a nuclear power plant are going to be different than a cafeteria.
And as you point out, as long as the rules are being applied equally across the board, they're probably okay. Before you go, Tom, quick question. Now that so many people are working remotely, there was a question about a gentleman who says his company, for the foreseeable future, is making them work remotely. He's in an expensive New York apartment. He says, the heck with this. I'm going to move to the islands, and I can still work remotely. Do I need to clear it with my boss and HR first?
Well, I think it would be smart to clear it with your boss and HR, but from a legal perspective, I don't think that if your job title permits you to work remotely, I think you can work remotely anywhere. Now, that said, every state of the union has different labor and employment laws. I think that your employer could require you to live in one specific state so that it could manage its business. But, like I said, if I were that employee, I would run it by my boss because I think it's smart policy to get along generally. But I think they would also be okay from a legal standpoint.
Now, they could say, within a 50-mile radius of the office,
why?
We'd like you to live.
Why, Kevin?
But what if you wanted to move to Florida where there's no tax on income tax, no state income tax versus Pennsylvania? How would Pennsylvania handle that? Would you have to pay tax where your employee or your office is located?
In PA, where the office is located is where the tax is paid by the employers. By the employee would be subject to Florida tax versus the local taxes here.
Yeah.
So if I have an employee, I am an employer, so I have employees. All of my employees live in Pennsylvania, though. But I do know that it's, in terms of the payroll tax, where the residence is where I pay the taxes. And then I also pay City of Pittsburgh taxes because that's where my office is.
Fascinating, though, and I'm sure you get a lot of questions like this. Workers' compensation, personal injury attorneys, Thomas Hall, Hall & Capetus. Appreciate your time this morning, Thomas. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Larry.
By the way, we're doing this from Honolulu.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, if they lock me in that basement again for 7 more months, I'm calling you because we're going to go to Florida and work.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Today, I want to be in Florida myself.
Amen. All right. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.